pray here this morning. Being God, I appreciate everything the Lord's done for us this year. I sat in there just singing that song so much to thank Him for it. You know, we've got a lot to thank the Lord for, and here it is, 2014 is just about gone. And I can't remember this year seeing anybody saved, but I can recall. I went and visited a lady in the hospital that she'd been saved and backslid on God, and she renewed up. But as far as seeing somebody just step out of the aisle and come down to an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, save me, I've not seen that this year. But I tell you, I have seen the mighty hand of God this Amen. Year. And a couple of times that really stand out to me. And one of them was Sister Ethel there at church. She had a heart attack just a few weeks there into, I believe it was October. Not October, but September. And she got very sick. Laid over in the hospital. And they, I mean, no response whatsoever. Went day after day to the JD Seer, and she just laid there swelled up, unrecognizable nearly. And one night, just walked in, and she's sitting up in bed. Amen. God passed by. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. And, you know, we've had a lot of sickness, a lot of ailments. And Sister Dimple here, she faced something this past year, and she had a battle with cancer. And I'm thankful to say that she's sitting here before us today, cancer-free. Amen. Amen. Jesus passed by. Amen. Amen. And it's amazing. A lot of times we want to look at this, look at that. But I tell you what, I look back on my life serving God. I've not seen a whole lot of things people would say that's just real glorious to this world. But I tell you what, it sure has been a blessing to me. Amen. To see God's mighty hand upon people. Just see mighty things happen. Brother J.D., he had a wreck in a semi-truck loaded with logs. Turned it over. Logs slipped through the cap, tore the cap all to pieces. But God found a little hole to stick him in. Amen. And barely did even skin that little bald head of his. Amen. You know, he got some broke ribs out of it and stuff. But, you know, it could have been a lot worse. And I'm thankful today. Amen, for the goodness of God and what He's done for us. And Brother Jerry, he's been through a lot, been sick. And I mean, we could just stand here and go on and on all day. And I'll tell you what, there's a reason for us to be here this morning, and that's because Jesus. Amen, lived in our hearts. We're here because we love the Lord. And I would love nothing more today than to see somebody be saved. I don't know anybody's heart. If you lost or out of fellowship with God, you could come this morning and get that took care of. But nevertheless, we just want to preach you the Word of God. But there's a verse came to my mind, and I'm going to read this. It's not one I'm going to preach from, so you don't have to dig this one up. You know where it's at, but it's in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20. Jeremiah said, "The harvest is past and summer is ended, and we are not saved." Amen. You know what? This year is just about done. If you are here today and you're still lost, amen, it's just about over. Amen. This is a great month to get saved in. I would believe one of the greatest months. I believe any month's good. But one of the greatest months to be saved in, to think about what God gave us to be saved with. Amen. A little old baby came down here from heaven. Amen. And died for our sins. And I'm thankful for that this morning. And that's what I want to try to preach on a little bit this morning. The Lord will be my helper. Isaiah chapter 9, one verse there. Amen. I love you this morning, and you pray for me, because that's like I said many, many times, I still have not learned how to preach. I tried my best to talk Jerry into it yesterday. I said, "You're feeling better, and you know, you ain't preached in a day or two." And he said, "You just go right ahead." He ain't a bit bashful about that. But anyway, 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah, in the 6th verse, it said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Mm-hmm. Amen. That's all I feel like reading right there. Mm-hmm. Amen. I tell you what, I've been on something for the last few weeks, and I've asked the Lord to help me, and don't seem like it just goes very far at a time whenever I read it. But you know what? I started this morning. I got up and I thought, "Well, Lord, maybe you want me to go somewhere else." And then all at once, my mind began to get flooded. Amen. With just one thing after another. And I thought, "Well, Lord, I will stand and do the best we can if you'll just hold us up and help us." But I thought about this man here that he said a child was given, a son was born, but you know what? They begin to tell all the names that he would have. And all through the Bible, if you'll go look, and I'm talking about, I was looking this morning, and there's no telling how many names that people have called him over the years. Amen. You know what? The Son of God, the only begotten. You know what? He said his name would be Wonderful, Counselor. Let me tell you something, folks. He is wonderful this morning. He's more than precious. He's the greatest thing that I've ever received in my life. But over here in the book of Philippians, I want to read this to you just real quick. And amen, we'll get into the message maybe. Amen. In chapter 2, verse 9, it said, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let me tell you something. This man, amen, that was chosen of a little virgin woman to be born, amen, to come down here and take upon him the sins of this world. Amen. Today, God highly exalted him. He's sitting at his right hand this morning, making intercession for you and I. Folks, he's wonderful this morning because he lives in our heart, and he guides us and directs us in his life. That we walk here on earth. I thought about what they were talking about Sunday school. How that Lot vexed his soul every day with a filthy conversation of the wicked. I remember working in a place. Amen. In 1 week, folks, I'm telling you, it's the worst place I've ever been in my life. I don't believe anybody there ever spoke a kind word or a clean word. And my soul was grieved inside of me. Amen. So on Friday, I was supposed to go back the next week. Amen. I really gave me a raise. Amen. But I told my wife, I said I would live in a hog pen. Amen. And starve to death before I would go back there. Amen. Even to get my check. Amen. Because the filthiness was there. And the spirit that was in me, it was grieved day after day until I walked away from it. And God blessed me for it. Amen. He never left me. I've always put my trust in him. I said before, I still believe in old time salvation. I still believe the path goes by the way of the cross. I still think it takes the blood of Jesus. I still think it takes repentance. I still believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of my soul.
Amen.
It was the greatest thing that I have ever known. Amen. He's blessed me in so many ways. I could not stand here this morning and tell you all of them, but I'm thankful. Amen. For what the Lord has done for me. And I'm glad this morning that He is high enough up that He's able to take care of me. You know what? I believe with all my heart in this day and time we live in, people are just waxing worse and worse. But you know what? I'm glad Jesus said He's the same today and tomorrow. Amen. And forevermore. I hope He'll never change. He was the same as I was tonight. I got saved. Folks, when I knelt down and said, "Lord, save me," and He reached down that big old hand of His. Hey, listen, amen. To brother made mention there a while ago about the book of Isaiah over there. How that he said in the 59th verse, chapter, he said, "Listen, God's hand's not shortened, that it cannot save, and His ear's not dull of hearing." Brother, I'm glad for that this morning. Ain't you? Hey, it's not changed any. He can still reach way down below the bottom, and He still can pull you up this morning. But listen to me. This man here, that God has exalted and has set him above every name. Listen, he thought he not robbery to be equal with God. Amen, because he was God. Let me tell you something. John said, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Folks, let me tell you this morning. Amen, you go back to the beginning of time, whenever they came a place there, that God saw His children down there in Egypt, amen, and they was all in under bondage. Listen, He called them a boy called Moses, amen, to go down there and deliver them out. And you know what he said? He said, "How will I know, amen, when I get there they'll listen to me?" He said, "Who should I say sent me?" He said, "That I am, that I am." Brother, let me tell you something, that same I am is still here today. Amen. The Bible says on Revelation, He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's always been here. He never went anywhere. Amen. He was in the beginning when creation was created, and He'll be there in the last judgment. Folks, He'll be our God. Amen. And we'll be His people. But you know what? John was down there baptizing one day, and he looked up and he
said, behold the Lamb of God, hey, that takes away the sin of the world. I'm talking about a lamb, hey, without spot and without blemish, hey, that was given for your sins and for life, and he come to set us free, hey, to get us out of that bondage, amen, under the yoke of sin. And let me tell you, it's been the greatest thing. I've had battle after battle, amen, with this old flesh. Hey, I want to go back and do the thing that I don't want to do, brother, amen, with this flesh. It has an aching and a desire sometimes, brother Jerry, I to go back to the filth of this world, and brother, if I'd have stayed in that place, I believe today with all my being, I've been in this worse shape than I was in the beginning. But praise God, he said, I'd rather make a way to escape. Amen, listen, he knows how to deliver the righteous, brother, amen, out of the wicked. And brother, take and set us free. I'm glad today, and I've got enough sins, brother, hey, to listen to the voice.
Amen.
Amen of the Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, it's just good to know this morning we're saved.
That's
born
right.
Again.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to know that, amen, this guy I'm talking about here, he come to set us free. Do you know what? I'm glad that he said, I'll never leave you.
Amen.
I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you always, even to the end. Amen. So therefore, I think about this. And he told them there, the disciples, he said, listen, he said, when you pray, amen, when you pray for things, I pray in my name.
Uh-huh.
He said, you ask in my name, and he said, I'll be given. Folks, let me tell you something. In the name of Jesus, there's power. You know what I thought about the rich young ruler when he came to him there and asked him what he must do. Amen, you know what? It was easy for him to keep the commandments. He said, I've kept them from my youth up. I've never stole, but Jesus asked him to go just a little bit farther. You know what? Sometimes God will ask us to go just a little bit farther. Amen, he told him there, he said, to sell what you got. And he said, distribute it among the poor, take up your cross and follow me. Folks, let me tell you something. People take and make a burden out of that. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. The greatest thing I ever done is when I shed off the sin and took up my cross. Amen. And began to follow Jesus. Amen. Because he's blessed me along the way. And sometimes the old cross has got heavy. And I've had to lean on a good brother to help me bear it from time to time. Folks, let me tell you, he'll not leave you. He'll not forsake you. I don't care how low you think you've gotten. Jesus is still right there. Amen. With that outstretched arm, saying, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. Folks, I'm going to tell you, there's peace in serving God.
Amen.
Oh, we tell you, the Bible says it will strain in an ant and slaughter him. Boys, I tell you what, in the name of Jesus, you know what, that little rich young ruler, he knew it all about it. Amen, I believe we talked about it here before. I'm not preaching on until today about the Philip and the eunuch, how the eunuch, he had been to worship. Amen, he had been to God's house, he'd been under worship. He was reading the word on the way home. But yet he didn't understand, you know that. But here was a man that God had sent down there to explain to him about this man. And the Bible said that he took and he was reading the book of Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah prophesied a lot about Jesus. Amen. And he talked about him there, how that, amen, the chastisement of our peace be upon him. He was bruised for our iniquities. But said he was just like a lamb led to the slaughter. Amen. He opened not his mouth. And the eunuch looked at Philip. He asked him, said, do you know what thou readest? He said, how can I? He said, unless some man showed me. He said, is he speaking, amen, of himself or some other? And he said, he took and opened that same scripture. And you know what he preached to him? He just preached Jesus Christ. Amen, Jesus. There is no other name. And the Bible said, there's no other name been given. Amen, under heaven. And whereby we must be saved. And there's no other way. Jesus is the door, he said to himself. He said, he's a great shepherd. And then he said, my sheep know my voice. And another knew my father.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's my shepherd. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I listen to his voice the best I know how. And you know what? It's like when I was growing up, sometimes, I don't know how sheep is. I hear that they're very humility, humble animal that listens closely to the master's voice. But I tell you what, just take yourself growing up and how you listen to daddy. Or maybe how you listen to mama. Amen. You know what the shepherd is? Brother, he takes that sheep and he takes it out where there's green fields. And you know what he does? He wants to let it graze. And he don't want to take it down to good, cool water where he can get water to drink. Amen. For nourishment. And you know what that shepherd will do? He'll stand there with that staff in his hand. And he'll watch over those sheep. Amen. And trying his best to keep the wolves at bay. Whatever might come and take one of those sheep. If you'll read back there, David went out. Amen. He said he slew the bear. Amen. And he slew the lion. Amen. He took one of the sheep. And brother, I believe Jesus is still doing that today, don't you? Amen. He'll still go out. And brother, no sinner like me, that the devil's got in his teeth. Amen. He'll go out and smite him. Amen. And pull him out. And therefore, I call him wonderful this morning because he is my Savior. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm no man come unto me except the Father drawing. And brother, I'm thankful for the drawing Spirit of God. It's you. I'm glad this morning Jesus, amen, sent somebody. Brother Jerry made mention, amen, above, one of the days as the Lord went down to Abraham. And brother, I tell you, I don't know, but this thought came to me. Amen. You know what? When I was lost, God didn't send an angel to me. Amen. He sent him to some other people. And the Spirit went to them and they began to pray. And this thought came to me. He went to somebody holy and they could get a prayer through. And brother cried out to God, wouldn't give up. And brother, they continued to pray. They knew that I wasn't going to pray. Amen. Until I got so deep under conviction. Hey, listen, Lot didn't pray neither. If you go back there and read, Lot didn't read. I prayed, brother, when he come out. Hey, listen, it was too later. But praise God, when I got on my knees, I prayed.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's because of the righteous people praying that the Holy Spirit came to me and convicted me in my heart of my sins. Amen. What I've done. Amen. So therefore, he's my deliverer this morning. Amen. He's my deliverer. Brother Joe preached the other day how that God is able. Let me tell you something. My God is more than able to do anything that I could ever expect of Him. Amen. I believe over in the book of Hebrews, Paul explained him like this. He said he is a great high priest. Amen. He said that after the order of Melchizedek, amen, he's a priest forever. Amen. He's ever a priest. You know what? A couple years ago, the Pope, there he lay in the street over there for people to come by and view him. He was dead. Amen. But this great high priest, brother, this world may have killed him at one time. And they may have hung him on no cross. Hey, they may have crucified him there and pierced his side, but guess what? They laid him in that tomb thinking that, hey, this man's gone away. I could just hear the devil shouting out of the pits of hell, couldn't you? I got victory. But you know what? One day, brother, that pointy day, hey, the Bible said the stone was rolled away. And then Jesus came forth. Let me tell you something. Brother, if you're still in that grave, you know I wouldn't have no hope. So therefore, he's a risen Savior this morning. Hey, God, like I said, it's exalted him and set him above everything in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. And John even explains that. Brother, over there in the last part of Revelation about the books being opened. Amen. He said, listen, there was one book that no man could open. Praise God, but he said he looked. Amen. He searched through heaven and earth and beneath the earth. And brother, they couldn't find nobody. But he looked and he said, there was the Lamb of God that had been slain from the foundation of the world. Glory to God. He was slain for my sins, that I can live and have life and have it more abundant this morning.
Amen.
Amen. That's what happens when you don't get to preach for a little while. My God's good. Amen. He's so good. But also find him there in the book of Revelation. He said, you know, he said the bride, amen, and the Spirit say, come. You know what he said? He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angels into the churches. They might testify of these things in the churches. Amen. That they come in the church and amen, they tell you the goodness of God. Folks, you don't want to sit back when the Lord wants you to testify and tell the goodness that He has done for you, because that witness,
amen,
that testimony might save some lost soul. Amen. Listen, I come face to face with a brother. Amen. He's turned his back on God. Amen. You know what? He couldn't even make eye contact with me. And you know what? With everything I could search inside of me, it just seemed like I just couldn't find the right words.
Yeah.
Amen. But I asked him how he was doing. You know what he said? He said, I'm not doing any good. I said, you preach God's word. You don't know where it comes from. Well, that's the first thing that came out of my mouth. Might sound a little bit harsh, but brother, let me tell you something. And brother, if you've tasted of it, and you know
Amen.
That heavenly gift is for
you.
And brother, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It would have been better for you to have never gone away than to know it and turn from it. He said, listen. He said, the latter end of that man is worse than the beginning. Folks, and he turned his back on God. Brother, he's, you know what? He's out there searching for something that ain't there. Amen. It's only in here. Hey, it's in God's house. It's in God's people. Hey, it's the Holy Spirit that He said He'd send us. And it would help us and protect us.
Come on.
And lead us in all righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful for that this morning. Your brother was talking about this morning about people, amen, taking things upon themselves. You know, people say, well, Randy, you ought to be a lot more serious than what you are about things. But you know what? I like trying to keep people's attention. On our way to church this morning, me and my wife was discussing something. Hey, man, we was talking about a fellow that we both know. Hey, man, it seemed like he just never satisfied. He wants to be a dictator of his own home. And you know what? Right now, he don't have nobody there to dictate. He's all by himself. And I said, you know what? I said, he's going to be a lonely, he's going to die a lonely old man if God allows him to live. And she said, well, ain't you glad that you don't, I forget the words she used, but anyway, it won't come to me. She said, ain't you glad that you're not that way? I said, yeah, and I wished you wasn't, Kayleigh. You know what? Praise God. And her eyes got that very mouth full. And I said, well, you're lucky surprised. Hey, man, but you know what? I believe in having good, clean fun. Hey, man, my wife's not that way. Hey, man, as long as she gets her way, everything's okay. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen,
and brother, I learned something in that. Amen. Just to say yes, dear, and move on. But praise be to God this morning. When Jesus went home with me, amen, He began to make a difference with me. He began to help me. And He began to bring me out. Amen. And to deliver me from the things that I used to desire and want to do. But praise God one night. Brother, I ain't never been the same since He come in. You know what He done? He done heart surgery on me.
That's right.
Amen. Didn't leave a scar. Didn't have to lay in bed for days. Didn't have to take therapy. Amen. Didn't have to do nothing. But you know what? The power of God this morning, it's real. You know what He said, brother? He said if we pray in His name, amen, He'd give it to us. Amen. He said in His name, if we'd ask anybody, amen, He'd give it. For whatever reason, amen, we pray, asking Jesus' name, and He will give it to us this morning.
Amen.
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 So what do we need? Well, it's lost. I need to be saved. Amen. Amen. And then whenever I got saved, I need somebody to direct me.
Yeah.
I gave me the Holy Spirit. Gave me Brother Jerry the boot. Hey, I got boot of mine. Amen. Help me along this life. Amen. But listen to me this morning. Without Him and knowing who He is and what He is, amen, we're nothing.
Amen. You're right.
Amen. If we don't have Him in our heart, He's not down here telling us and directing us. Amen. I thought this morning that it sure ain't no way I thought it would go, but hey, I enjoy it. If you're lost this morning, you can be saved.
Yeah.
There ain't but one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus. Hey, been a lot of people, hey, that some man went to and laid their hands on and said, you're saved. Well, join the church, you're saved.
Yeah.
You baptized, you're saved. You just confess after me, you're saved. Let me tell you something. I try to tell anybody to come to get down on this altar. I can stay down here and I can pray until dark tonight. I can pray till morning tomorrow. Hey, man, and you'll still not be saved. Brother, it's a personal thing. All you got to do is ask Him. Hey, Peter was out there on the water and he began to sing. What'd he say? Lord, save me. It wasn't no great big old prayer. Hey, but now I got saved. Brother, I didn't pray like the Pope and all these great people. Brother, all I can remember saying is I don't want to go to hell. And I want you to save me. And brother, let me tell you something. That Jesus, hey, that just read about over there. Hey, the King, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Hey, He's going to come again. And by the blood of the Lamb, we apply to my heart. I'll be ready to go with Him when He leaves. Amen. But He said on His thighs, a written Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's coming back with power and glory, and He's coming back with His reward. Whether you're lost or saved, it's either heaven or hell, one or the other.
Amen.
Ain't no in between. Amen. It's heaven or hell. Amen. It's heaven or hell this morning.
Come on, brother.
It's one or the other. What do you want this morning? God gave us a child. Boy, he said, listen, government was laid upon his shoulders. You know what he done? He come and he took away the law. Hey, the law that was no effect to me and you. We couldn't be saved under that law. We could not be part of it. But Jesus came. He made his sinners free. And you can call him whatever you want to. He asked Peter one day, he said, who do men say I am? Oh, some say you're Elijah, some say you're Jeremiah, some of the prophets. He said, but who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen the prophets. Amen this morning. Do you know the Christ? Would you stand this morning? Amen. The altar's open. The invitation's given this morning. Would you come today? Would you come today? Amen. Receive Jesus. By the way, where you been? What you been into? All you got to do is say, Lord, say. If you'll step out, you make it first. Amen. It'll be a great thing. God, we love you. Oh, would you come down here to the Lord in prayer this morning? Amen. Would you come?
An altar of prayer.
Oh, would you come meet him this morning?
And with
all the little woman at the well, come meet a man that told God about everything. Oh, he knew what I was. He knew who I'd been. He knew the things I'd done. The boy, he reached down and pulled me up out of that mess and cleaned me up.
When I made
it, made me a kid himself.
I
come this morning. Step out of the house, Lord, help me.
Your heart is so
heavy. I want you, Lord. Hey, we're fixing to go into 2015.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd understand this one. To be honest with you. But we're fixing to look more churches a few more days. Coming today. And we're going to hear a shout from heaven. We're going to hear the trumpet of God. Oh, we're going to hear the voice of the archangel. And Brother Jesus Christ is going to come.